We're going to get a look now at the real estate calculations being made in the Houston area these days. Many homeowners who got hit with severe flooding are in a bind. Their now gutted homes have become financial drains, and that's bringing out investors who are eager to pick up damaged houses at low prices. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
Call it a post-Harvey frenzy for flooded homes. Corey Boyer has been putting in a lot of offers since the hurricane and flooding damaged tens of thousands of houses. Sight unseen.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of flood houses at this point, so I had a pretty good idea what we were walking into.
He unlocks a gate outside a rose brick rambler in Humble, Texas, just north of Houston. And inside, water dripping from an exposed bathroom pipe echoes through this skeleton of a home. The water-soaked insulation and drywall has been ripped out. What used to be the kitchen and living room is now mostly just wooden studs and copper wiring.
As unfortunate as this situation is, this is one of the best situations for somebody like myself because you see everything.
And Boyer wants to make sure this flooded home can come back to life and become marketable again. He says before Harvey, this house was probably worth around $350,000.
How much are you buying it for?
I've got it under contract at $135,000, but it's probably going to need $60,000 to $70,000 worth of repairs.
The risk is how long it will take to find a new buyer once it's fixed up. Will anyone want to live in a neighborhood that flooded after Harvey? Boyer is betting they will, as long as the price is right. And so are plenty of other investors who have been combing through neighborhoods in and around what was already one of the country's hottest real estate markets. Boyer says flooded homeowners can benefit from his business plan, too.
This isn't something that they're being feasted upon by vultures. They don't have an easy out. They're facing one bad decision or another really tough decision.
In the Houston area, an estimated 4 out of 5 homes were not covered by flood insurance before Harvey. And many who did buy insurance are still waiting for their insurance checks while still paying for utilities, taxes, and a mortgage, all for a house that you can't live in. For Jimmy Sue Mays, selling her home was a matter of safety.
We probably should have taken all of this sheetrock out, but the house is going to have to be demoed anyway.
The floodwater went as high as 4 feet in some parts of her mid-century rancher. It's in Houston's Meyerland neighborhood, parts of which have flooded 3 times in the past 3 years.
Rebuilding is not an option for us because it was really like grab our kids and go. You know, it was really, really scary.
May says she and her husband hope that selling their home for essentially the value of their land will help pay off their mortgage. Still, May says there's another cost of selling, a disappearing neighborhood.
It's already a ghost town. You know, we already don't feel safe here, especially on the weekends or after dark.
Cynthia Buckley owns the home across the street, and her first floor was flooded after Harvey. But she says her family's decided to rebuild. She's worried, though, that neighbors who have left their flooded homes won't be returning.
Most of us here in the cul-de-sac, you know, wanted to stay, but this last flood was a game changer.
That's why real estate investors like Eddie Gant say they're preparing for a housing turnover in the Houston area that could last for a couple years. Gant owns Advantage House Buyers. It's part of the franchise known for their slogan, "We Buy Ugly Houses." And he says the next wave of sellers may include owners of homes that were underwater in more ways than one.
That's where it's going to get a little hairy around here and maybe a little ugly. I think you're going to see a lot of homeowners in that situation walk away.
And that's when you'll see more real estate speculators coming in. Hansi Luong, NPR News, Houston.